listening to Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.
Today on Full Power Living, we're going to discuss a revolution. Over the last several years, when I've talked with people about the fantastic changes that are in store for us human beings, many have protested that humans change too slowly to accomplish the change that I talk about. Perhaps you think this yourself. Well, today on Full Power Living, we're talking about higher brain learning with Zachary Poulfless. He'll be sharing the work being done now that is bypassing our more primitive reptilian brain and awakening our higher brain by sending it energy. Such changes can occur instantaneously, so come along as we explore this incredible new way of doing higher brain learning. Full Power Living is helping the world to know and understand the power and importance of human emotions. And you can chat with us on blogtalkradio.com/FPL or emotionalpro.com on our radio show page. And we also invite you to call in toll free 888-498-0570 to give us your feedback or your questions. So my guest today is Zach Poulfless. He's the director of expansion for higher brain living, and he'll explain that to us in a minute, what that means. He spent 5 years in sales as a territory manager and had experience at two major national corporations where he was recognized for his sales performance. But in that, he did not anticipate his life direction would dramatically shift. After a higher brain living demonstration, he reports that he was blown away by the technique, left his career path to pursue higher brain living, and enrolled in advanced license training. And Zach explains that he had the most profound and permanent life-changing experience of his life when he took the higher brain learning training. So he put his new knowledge and skills into action, opened an Awaken Higher Brain Living Center in the heart of Minneapolis, and also he's been invited into the National Higher Brain Living Presenters Team, and Zach says he's now knowing the true conscious capitalism, and he also reports that he feels humbled and grateful to be part of something that's going to profoundly change the world. So I can see why you say that too, Zach. Zach Poulfless, welcome to Full Power Living.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
So before we get going, tell us what the Director of Expansion does. It sounds good.
Yeah. Well, basically, I have a certain set of skills that was recognized by the company head, the founder, Dr. Michael Cotton, and he asked me to basically head up what we do around the country and in Canada is what we call national presentations or live events. And at these events, we educate the people in the local area on what higher brain living is. We show them demonstrations, and then we teach them that they can get trained in this if they would like to, and then we enroll them if it's something that they have interest in learning. And so that's what that title means, is I go around the country and I set up these events and execute those events in order to further more people in the world knowing and learning this work.
And I know we're going to go into more depth here, but how long does it take to learn the basics, at any rate, enough to be a facilitator?
Well, we have three different levels of training, a standard, an advanced, and a mastery, and it varies. The way we do this is, at any of these events, if somebody were to enroll immediately, the training actually begins immediately because the first half is done online in video modules and like a video course. And then as soon as you finish that and turn in the coursework involved with that, you would then come to the on-site portion, which is in July. It's in Chicago, and it ranges from 7 to 21 days long, depending on how much you want to learn.
Uh-huh. Thank you.
Yeah.
So let's get into what this higher brain living is all about. When I looked at the videos, I saw that Dr. Cotton describes higher brain living as a method to energize the dormant, untapped potential of our higher brain. Can you explain that a little bit
Yeah, absolutely. Basically, so I'll explain for your audience. When we're referring to the higher brain and using that lingo and that term, we're actually referring to a very specific part of the brain. We're referring to the prefrontal cortex of the brain. It's right behind your forehead. It's right there in front. That's what we're referring to as the higher brain. And that part of the brain has historically been the least used portion of our brain, yet it's responsible for our highest states of being and access to the highest levels of consciousness that we can access. And so one of the issues was, why is this so dormant? Because as we know, in evolution, form always comes before function. Well, we have the form there, but we're not seeing the function levels in that part of the brain that you would want to see. And being the most evolved part of the brain, we know it's going to give us access to the most evolved parts of ourselves, access to wisdom, innate health, things of that nature, because we've seen it happen with this technique. And what the technique does is it lights up that prefrontal cortex or higher brain and allows people direct access to their highest states of being and their highest levels of consciousness. And what's so revolutionary about this is that as that begins to literally activate, new neural pathways are laid into it, which makes it permanent, sustainable change for people over a small period of time. So what I mean by that is, if they come in and get higher brain living sessions, after about 22 weeks, every change that's positive that they reap, consciousness and otherwise, becomes permanent for them. It does not go away. They do not revert to old habits and old ways of being.
Wow. Now, let me clarify, because I know that you, in addition to those 22 sessions that are the training, you also have a guidebook, and there are things that people need to do in between. Can you explain some of what that is and why they need to do things in between?
Sure. So what's really important about higher brain living, first I'll explain exactly what this technique is, and then I'll go into the guidebook's role.
Great.
What higher brain living is it's a gentle touch technique done on the body that causes a surge of energy, blood flow, and metabolism to go to the prefrontal cortex of the brain, thus lighting it up and giving you access to what it has access to. And when that happens, there's this amazing involuntary breath and movement response that happens in everybody. It's really amazing to see. I have really never seen anything like it. And when you see it live, it's very mind-blowing. But this happens in every single person who goes through the higher brain living system. And so that response we refer to as salutogenesis. That's a real word. Salut means well-being, and genesis means origin of. So this is like a mechanism that starts to turn on and pump through the body in order for the prefrontal cortex to further metabolize and actualize itself. So that being said, what we're doing with that technique and turning on the prefrontal cortex is putting people in profound state changes. But one of the things about true and lasting change is that state changes or experience is free and it's fleeting. What we're all about at Higher Brain Living is putting people not only in profound states and having them have profound experience, but then converting that into a trait within them so that we can have a new stage of existence that's permanent and sustainable emerge out of the fleeting state. And so the guidebook is crucial to that. During the session, the higher brain living session, we'll put clients into their higher brain. They'll have profound state change and profound experiential change. But then they need to do something. They need to act upon that state change in order to lay new neural pathways to turn it into a trait and sustain it. And so the guidebook is basically a whole life mapping system. And so people will be put in their higher brain, have this whole different level of consciousness, this whole different level of clarity about their life. And then they'll start navigating their life very differently using the mapping system in the guidebook, which spurs them to take action in their life to do and be differently in their life and in the world, which leads to permanent sustainable change.
So you use some words, profound and state experiential change. Can you describe what do those terms mean?
Yeah, those can range for our clients. We have testimonials all over the place about this. So when people are shifted into their prefrontal cortex, the range of experience or state change that happens is, it runs the gamut. So people will experience higher states of clarity, higher states of internal and external peace. They'll experience higher states of connection, lower, if not eliminated, states of stress, lower, if not eliminated, states of fear and anxiety. In fact, clients consistently report that existential fear, the fear of death, completely goes away with this work and does not come back. And so those are some of the normal states. What we are seeing right now starting to show up in a handful of our clients moving forward with this work, and it's going to happen more and more often, is full-blown enlightenment experiences akin to Satori or Samadhi or Nirvana. And as we know, when we read about or apprehend those kind of experiences, those are permanent life changers.
Mm-hmm. Now, and you, no doubt, you have people, one might consider Dr. Cotton, for example, you have people who have done this, who've gotten to that state of full-blown enlightenment?
Yes, absolutely. By no means is it happening in every single person, but here's what we know. That prefrontal cortex and that higher brain is responsible for the highest states of consciousness that we can apprehend. And the way we know that, one of the ways we know that, is that the Dalai Lama hand-selected about 8 of the best Tibetan meditators that he knew of in the Tibetan meditating tradition and brought them to the University of Wisconsin and strapped them up to EEG to see what was happening in their brains. And these monks, when they meditate, they're hitting very high states of consciousness, states of consciousness akin to samadhi, nirvana, enlightenment, whatever you want to label it as. And so what they did is they strapped them to these EEG machines, and then they went into these deep meditative states, accessing these high states of consciousness. And what they found happening in the brain was very interesting. The prefrontal cortex, not so long ago, was referred to as the silent area of the brain by scientists due to its apparent inactivity. So when they were watching these monks go into these high states of consciousness, and they saw a profound shift into the prefrontal cortex, and the prefrontal cortex just lit up at levels way beyond a normal human being, they took note of that. And so what they basically deduced is that the physiological correlate for those types of states of consciousness is seated in the prefrontal cortex of the brain. And that in order to have that type of experience, that part of the brain needs to be active, because that's what was happening in those monks' brains. Well, we took our EEG research that we're getting studying our clients and our facilitators, and we compared it to the EEG research that was found through that study with the monks. And we are getting virtually identical brainwave results in the prefrontal cortex. Here's the difference. It took those monks an average of 4 hours a day for 30 years to get that level of brain activity in the prefrontal cortex and to directly apprehend those states. With higher brain living, we're getting that level of activity in the prefrontal cortex in just under 22 weeks. Now, we're not guaranteeing enlightenment experiences, but what we do know is that when that part of the brain is activated at this level, that's the direct correlate that needs to happen to have that kind of experience. It's as if that's the fertile ground for the enlightenment seed to grow. Mm-hmm. And it has happened in a handful of our clients already, One last thing I'll say is that there aren't that many clients out there in the world right now. One of the reasons I'm doing this interview is that there right now, currently in the whole world, there are only about 200 people trained in this technique. That's it. So there's not many of us, and it's one of the reasons I'm going around the country and doing these presentations.
Well, speaking of that, let's talk about you being around the country, because you're in my neck of the woods right now. You're in San Mateo County, which is just below San Francisco, and you're here to do one of those demonstrations Monday evening, I believe. Do you want to talk about that for a minute?
Yeah, absolutely. Basically, like I said at the top of the hour here, I travel around the U.S. and Canada, and we do a limited number of presentations where at these presentations, you'll learn all about higher brain living. You see two live demonstrations of the technique itself on actual clients, and then you get to ask those clients questions about their experience and what's changing in their life. And then we go through what it entails to get trained. And then I allot different times over the next 3 days to be able to meet with me about enrolling in training. And I'm doing one of those in San Mateo this Monday, April 27th, at 6:30 p.m. I'm doing it at the Hilton San Francisco Bayfront on 600 Airport Boulevard, and it's just south of the airport. And it's free if people pre-register. Otherwise, it costs money at the door. And so the way people can register and find out more information about this event is they can go to higherbrainlivingevents.com/CA.
So higherbrainlivingevent.com/CA.
It's actually higher brain living events. Events is plural.
Yes. Oh, events as a plural. Okay.
Yes.
Okay. All right. That makes sense. It's just a nice logical place. Okay, good. And that's a couple hours, 6:30 to 8 or 8:30, something like that, right?
Yes, it's 6:30 to 8:30. And the reason for that, about 2 hours, is there is a lot of information that's wrapped up in what we do. It is a profound technique, but it's also much more than that. It's actually a movement that is, it's said in my bio, this is going to profoundly change the world. And we go into exactly how and why during that presentation.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for telling me about that. Now, I want to get into how this whole thing got developed, and it has to do with your founder, Dr. Mike Cotton, who, as he reports, was an absolute washout in college and was going around doing much of nothing, working in the family business, and had some profound experience one day that led him to get curious about what had happened and how these things occur. Is that a good start on the story? Will you tell us the story?
Yeah, that's pretty much exactly what happened. And so Michael Cotton was raised in Oklahoma, and he was basically like your normal average guy. I mean, he worked at a steel or sheet metal fabrication plant, and he drank beer and went fishing with his buddies. And that's basically what his life consisted of. And in a moment, basically in his mid-20s, he had what would be considered an awakening experience. Now, he never goes into the details of that, and for good reasons, which I won't go into. He just refers to it as, I had an awakening experience. And something inside of him completely shifted, and he became a completely different, more evolved human being, so to speak. And what that led to is he started to have an insatiable hunger for understanding what that awakening experience is and how to trigger it in more people. Because he first went, why did this happen for me? It seems random. And why can't it happen for more people? And why can't this be repeated? Because this is absolutely life-changing. And if people can start accessing this, their lives can change too, which can change the world. And so he started his quest, so to speak. And what he was a washout from college. His GPA was something like 0.75. he, he decided after he had this awakening experience that he didn't know exactly what he wanted to do. He just knew he wanted to feed his intellect with understanding about change, about consciousness, about the human body, about evolution, about growth, about all of that. And so he landed first on chiropractic. And he was like, all right, well, I want to be a chiropractor. And he went to the school and they said, there's no way that you realize that's a postgraduate degree and you need X, you know, amount of GPA to even get in. And so what he did is he took, he turned his entire college direction around and was able to finish a 4-year general education degree in 2 years by doing it over full time.
The part that impressed me was in undergraduate work when he was catching up with that he took 32 credit hours each semester.
Yes.
That was amazing. Yes.
Yes. And so basically, you know, something had to have shifted in him for him to be able to go from that to that. And so he gets his chiropractic degree and starts practicing chiropractic out there. And he realizes that chiropractic is not the direction that he actually wants to go. But as you know, as we all grow as individuals, we learn different things along the way, and then we incorporate the fundamental features that were positive for us, and then we jettison the rest and we move on. That's kind of what he did. And he moved, and then he got all of the, he looked for other modalities and different things to do, and he found NSA. NSA is short for network spinal analysis, which is a form of chiropractic. And so he thought, oh, perfect, I'm already a chiropractor but wanting to leave that. And this looks very different. And so he went there, learned all of NSA, then realized that wasn't the direction he wanted to go. And so he then moved into developing his own technique, because along this whole time he was a chiropractor and then an NSA practitioner, he actually was studying consciousness, high ends of consciousness. He's reading Sri Aurobindo. He's reading Ken Wilber, who's referred to as the Einstein of consciousness. He's studying ancient yogic techniques and ancient energy work. So he's very well versed in red. And so basically he starts doing trial and error of a new technique he's developing. And the first guinea pig was actually his now wife. And so he would have her laid down. And at first, obviously, when he met her, he would adjust her, right? But then he says, oh, well, I'm going to do some adjustments. And then he's basically experimenting with these new things and developing higher brain living. And pretty soon she's getting this profound, you know, involuntary response in the breath and this involuntary response in movement, and she's getting up going, what are you doing? This is incredible. And he knew he was onto something then. And so he further refined it for about 7 years and started offering it to the public. He named it and started offering it to the public. And he started seeing profound permanent change in people. And he very soon realized that this was such powerful work, and it was doing things at levels he had really never seen but always knew could happen. And he knew that just keeping it to himself was doing no service to the world. And he wanted to serve at a higher level, serve the greater good. And so he knew he had to train people in how to do this. And so he hand-selected 5 people just to make sure he could train people how to do it first. And he trained them one-on-one, and then he realized that he could train other people how to do it. And so then he opened this up for general enrollment and training in the summer of 2012. So that was the first class of people that he actually trained, and there was 80 in there, and I was in that class.
Oh, wow.
And so the rest is history from there.
Well, it's not very long history yet, but that is one of the things that I mentioned at the introduction of the show, and I'd like to talk more about it after we come back from our break, and that is that we are in a time of profound transformation and transition right now, and things are happening fast, and like you said, it's 22 sessions as opposed, or 22 weeks as opposed to years and 4 hours of meditation for forever to get to the same place. And I think we're going to be running into that a whole lot more. And it's time for us to embrace that we're moving fast and we need to move fast because we need to move on to what's next. So let's talk about that when we come back. I'm talking today with Zach Polfus of Higher Brain Learning about a way to energize and much more fully use our higher brain as we live our lives. And check their website, higherbrainlearning.com. We have more for you when we return here on Full Power Living. Difficult is it for you to ask directly for what you really want, to take responsibility graciously and willingly for your mistakes, or to relate with others because it's fun instead of because you need something from them? Most people believe manipulation and codependence are normal behaviors for adults. They may be common, but they're not normal. Manipulative behaviors really are designed to be part of childhood, to be put away as things of the past when we become adults. So, if you're ready to let manipulation and codependence be part of your past, then get the mini course I've created for you, Ending Codependence, The Bottom Line. I'm Eileen Dillon, the Emotional Pro, offering you a formula that you can follow for creating healthy, manipulation-free, and lasting intimate relationships. I also give you the tools and principles that you can use to develop lasting immunity to codependence. Get Ending Codependence today at www.emotionalpro.com. That's emotionalpro.com. Welcome back to Full Power Living. It's time for a few announcements. Next week on Full Power Living, I talk with Stanford University Professor of Photon Science, Anders Nilsson, about the gentle way of the heart. Nilsson is an internationally recognized scientist from Sweden, and he's also the leader of spiritual workshops. He'll be sharing his unique ways for connecting with our heart. That's next Thursday, April 30th at 9 a.m. Pacific Time or noon Eastern. And I also invite you to go to emotionalpro.com and register for our newsletter. We'd like to send you up-to-date information on the shows and topics we have set up for you upcoming on Full Power Living. And while you're there, click on the CCFL Global Academy logo on the landing page. The Academy is a group of 31 people who have banded together to help families, parents, and children create this new paradigm and transition into new ways of living through raising children who are ready for the changed world. For less than $1 a day, you'll be able to get help in almost every aspect of family living, parenting, and personal growth. I'm one of these experts. I'm an expert in emotional mastery and ending codependence. So you're invited to come build community with us, shaping the world's future by the way we prepare our children for adult living. Click the CCFL Global Academy logo posted on emotionalpro.com and you'll get immediate connection. Well, my guest today is Higher Brain Learning facilitator and center owner from Minneapolis, and Zach Polfus. And I invite you to call and talk with Zach toll-free at 888-498-0570. And before we get back to our regular questioning, Zach, I want to know, well, you just said that you've been involved with Higher Brain Living since 2012, so that's about 3 years. But as part of that, what personal changes have been most profound for you as a direct result of this work?
that question inevitably comes up, and it's always a tough one for me to answer because When we talk about people having a full-blown enlightenment experience or apprehending the samadhi or satori type states, I'm actually one of the people that happened to me. At the time, I did not know that was a possibility of this work, because he did, obviously, for obvious reasons back then, he did not lead with that message.
Right.
What he really led with was that this turns on this part of the brain and it leads to positive shifts in your life, and it allows you to access answers to questions and all this stuff. Well, I enrolled in the training and I went to training, and at our trainings, you get these very powerful, intense higher brain living sessions with everybody else in the room getting sessions as well. We refer to them as retreat type sessions. So they're mm-hmm. extremely powerful. And it was during one of those that I had the single most profound experience of my entire life. And long story short with that, because that can eat up hours of time, and it almost feels like we can go nowhere, because one of the fundamental features and tenets of an experience like that is it is inherently formless.
Mm-hmm.
And thoughts and words are form. And so trying to convey an inherently formless experience with form through explanation or through thinking or whatever doesn't work. It's kind of the echo of truth the whole time. Mm-hmm. And so I just to make a long story short, every single thing in my life changed. I don't
Wow.
look the same. I don't think the same. I'm not the same person. Ailments I had went away. I lost weight. My internal, I was deathly afraid of giving live presentations to more than one person, talking with more than one person. I now present in front of 100 people, no problem. It's just the list goes on and on and on. But the single most profound thing that shifted in me is that I now know exactly who I am, where I came from, what I am, and why I'm in existence at this point in time and what I'm supposed to be doing. And that is so amazing about this work. It did that for me, and it does that for other people, because that part of our brain is directly connected to feelings of purpose, feelings of meaning, and we're moving into transrational modes of knowing. And that part of our brain directly accesses that knowing and then manifests it in your life. And so that doesn't just happen for me on a daily basis. It happens for everybody accessing this part of their brain.
Hmm. Now, one can access. I've been a therapist for 43 years, and I'm mm-hmm. a transpersonal therapist. So I've done meditation, and I've worked with spiritual principle and so forth. And I'm in my 70s, early 70s now, and I've been finding recently, which my audience, which you listening know about, that, for example, I recently went on a trip where a cruise, and I spent 3 days satisfying some of the items on my bucket list. I went zip lining, and I swam with dolphins, and I also swam with a jaguar and posed for pictures
Wow.
with a jaguar. And I'd been working on fear. I had developed a way of dealing with fear, for example. But what amazed me is that in all of those things, I didn't have a second of fear.
Mm-hmm.
And instead, I had a good time. And when I was looking at the descriptions here, while I didn't have the kind of experience that you're talking about, still I'm at peace. I'm feeling loving. I'm not afraid almost
yes.
all the time. So you can get there.
Yes.
You can stay there.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. We are not saying that we have developed the single and only way to turn on the prefrontal cortex of the brain. Not at all. Throughout
Good.
History, there have been various different things that have been able to do this. Here's the difference, though. Our system does it very fast and sustains it, and it's repeatable in every single human being. In the past, it's been fleeting for people to have that level of change. It takes a lot of work and willpower to move into those states of being through meditation or through other modalities or whatever it may be. You're one of the lucky people that was able to shift into that state of being and start to sustain it in your life. The vast majority of people don't. And the reason for that, and we were talking about fear. Fear is actually produced by a specific portion of your brain. It's the reptilian or survival portion of your brain. And we all have that. And the reason it's referred to as the reptilian portion is because reptiles have the exact same part of their brain as we do, that part. We in Higher Brain Living refer to that as the lower brain because it's the part right above the spine. It's the first part of the brain stem there. And that's the first part of the brain that developed. So obviously it developed a long, long time ago when the environment was very predator rich. And it made a lot of sense that when you're in the material world, in order to find happiness or find purpose or find meaning, you have to be alive to do so. It makes a lot of sense that that part of your brain developed first. So it got really, really, really good at keeping you alive. And that is really all it sees and all it does. It doesn't see your happiness. It doesn't see or care about you finding your purpose. Its sole objective is to keep you alive. And it does that by looking out into the environment via the senses and being in a constant state of alertness or low to mid levels of anxiety and stress. And it makes decisions for you to perpetuate your existence, to perpetuate your survival. It makes all of these decisions below the conscious threshold. 95% of its thinking is done out of our conscious awareness. And that's a good thing because if you were consciously aware of that thinking all the time, it could drive you completely insane because it's constantly nitpicking everything looking for threat. And that if you were consciously aware of that, that would drive you nuts. But the issue with it doing this outside of our conscious awareness is that it does control the stress response. And we know what the stress response does to us over time. It wears on our system. It wears on our mental well-being, pulls us into ill health and dis-ease. And so an example of kind of how this lower brain works is imagine if you're walking through a zoo and you get to the tiger exhibit and you notice that there isn't a lock. The zookeeper forgot to put the lock on the cage door. And as you're walking up to it, the tiger actually bumps that cage door open and it has full access to run right at you. At that point, you don't have to think, I need right now to turn on my adrenaline glands and I need to pump my blood faster and get it to reroute to my muscles so I can run faster. No, you don't need to consciously make those decisions because that lower survival brain saw that coming a mile away and made those decisions instantly for you. And did all those things. Now, the issue with that is when it pulls energy, blood flow, and metabolism to reroute it for those situations, it has to pull it from somewhere. And so historically, it's been hijacking vital blood flow, oxygen, energy, metabolism from reaching the higher, more evolved structures of the brain. And so the most important thing to understand about that lower brain is how it makes these decisions. And it makes them based on the logic that sameness equals safety. I'm going to say that again because it's very profound. That part of your brain, the survival portion trying to keep you alive at all costs, makes all of its decisions based on the logic of sameness equals safety. And what that means is that there's a biological portion of your brain that is constantly trying to keep you from changing anything in your life ever because it views change as risk, and then risk means we could die, so let's not do that. If you survive today and you wake up tomorrow, all that part of your brain does is it says duplicate yesterday because success, we're alive. That is not fostering an environment of growth and becoming an evolution, which is the part, which is what we've hit as a species. We have hit the threshold of moving from surviving into thriving. And in order to do that, we literally need to shift brain dominance out of the survival portion of the brain. Unfortunately, it is unconsciously hijacking that shift right now. And one of the most important understandings that we've gleaned through this work and through our evolution as a company is that evolution or forward movement is a hallmark of existence. There is directionality to our existence. It is going somewhere. And historically, we've viewed that directionality. We've called it evolution. And we've viewed it as if we're riding a wave of evolution forward. And that has been true in some aspects. But what's crucial to understand at this moment is that we've been riding this wave of evolution, but we've just reached a level of conscious awareness and cognition where we can, for the first time in history, look back and see the very mechanisms that got us to where we are. And when we do that, something amazing happens. We now become implicit in the very process that created us. And what that means, in layman's terms, is that evolution was something happening to us up until now. Now we are the mechanism of where evolution goes. For the first time in history, every thought we think and every decision we make individually will chart a course for where the human species evolves to. So we are now the architects, fully and solely, of our entire future. And we need to start making those decisions and making the correct judgments and the correct movements for positive evolution for us and our species from the highest, most evolved portions of our brain and higher, more evolved consciousness.
Wow, that's a mouthful. You handled the question that I asked before the break too, which was why we need to hitch our wagon to a star right now and get moving. We're on the threshold, as you say, of moving into a new way of being.
Yes.
And we need to get with the program because the program's not going to wait for us, in my understanding.
Absolutely. That is crucial for people to understand, is that we no longer have time to sit around and wait for someone or something to save us. We have to take bold, decisive action and move forward individually, culturally, and as an entire species on the planet. And the best way we know how to do that it was Einstein who said, you cannot solve the problems from the same level of consciousness that created them. And so by default, we know that in order to solve the vastly complex problems that we're facing, we need to access higher states of consciousness first. It's not figure out the problems and then access higher consciousness. We have to access higher consciousness first in order to glean an entirely new perspective and clarity to find solutions. Right now, what we're seeing in the world is mitigation. And what we're doing is we're mitigating ourselves into extinction.
Mm-hmm.
And we need to be aware of that, because no action at this point is an action that leads evolution down a road. And so we're just asking that people, even if it's not higher brain living, start finding what it is and taking action on it for you.
Yes, thank you. We're up to our second break now. We're talking about accessing the untapped potential of our brain with Zach Polfus of Higher Brain Living. Their website is higherbrainliving.com. And you're listening to Full Power Living. Also, we'll be right back. As a parent, have you found all the parenting information you've been hearing lately a bit confusing? Are you having trouble sorting out the best response to your defiant child, or feeling hopeless about regaining respect from your teen, or determining whether your actions as a parent are the right ones? Instead of the usual pressures of parenting that you've been experiencing, you can partner with your child, raising incredible kids who are destined to become amazing adults. I'm Eileen Dillon, the Emotional Pro, giving you the opportunity to become the incredible parent for incredible kids. We have the method and the tools. You bring your optimism for learning and the kids. Raise Incredible Kids offers a comprehensive system for raising kids who are responsible, make their own great decisions, and become immune to peer pressure. To get you ready for this new era in parenting, get my free 10-page report, Incredible Communication That Helps You Create Incredible Kids, by visiting RaiseIncredibleKids.com now. That's RaiseIncredibleKids.com. Welcome back. I'm talking today with Zach Polfus of Higher Brain Living, which is at higherbrainliving.com, about a remarkable way of accessing the untapped potential of our brains through their physiologically based protocol at Higher Brain Living. I wanted to ask you, Zach, first of all, let me just state for you who are listening that if you go to higherbrainliving.com, there's a number of videos, and you'll learn a lot about this work. And so I really want to encourage you to go there. And in one of those videos, Dr. Cotton quotes Andrew Newberg of the University of Pennsylvania, and it's a quote I really like. It says, "When energy shifts to the higher brain, the individual shifts to a new reality." And that's what you were just talking about right before the break. And also, Dr. Cotton refers to what is going on as a revolution. Will you clarify what you're talking about when you're saying that higher brain living is a revolution?
Yes. What this is what I've been alluding to this entire time, and what we kind of just went into, is the fact that this is way beyond just a technique done for individual transformation. That is just one facet of the greater story that is unfolding in mankind right now.
Right.
The reason this is a revolution is that nothing we know of is causing this profound shift into the most evolved part of the brain this fast. And so we believe that we have one of the most powerful vehicles available to promote this new emergence, or this new epoch of existence in mankind. Because like we were talking about, if it doesn't happen, we don't even want to think about or discuss what that road looks like, because we're not going to go there. So the reason it's a revolution is that this can happen quicker than ever before. I believe your listeners will probably know about the 100th monkey syndrome.
Right.
Basically what we know is that species are interconnected through consciousness at levels that which we may never exactly know. And when enough of a certain species shifts into a new way of doing something, or apprehends a new cultural way of doing something, it by default makes every other animal or thing in that species start doing that. And you would think it would take a majority, like 51% of that species population. Well, it's not. It does not take that many. It only takes roughly 1%. And so what we're saying is that if we can shift roughly 1% of the world's population into the prefrontal cortex and start accessing these higher states of consciousness, by default, that will create a new gravitational force that will pull the rest of humanity up into that part of their brain. And what we expect to see, I always liken it to a popcorn maker, right? As a popcorn maker heats up and sits there and rotates and does its thing, there are little kernels that pop first, and there's a lot of time in between those, right? Pop here, and then 30 seconds, and then another pop there. But as soon as that heat reaches a certain amount, the popping starts to go crazy. That's what we are going to see in mankind. When enough people, through higher brain living or otherwise, shift into the prefrontal cortex, you will start seeing other people in all of humanity shifting there by default. Which what's exciting about that is that right now, if you can imagine in your mind's eye, a balloon that has been cut open and stretched out real tight, and now it's stretched out real tight and taut, and you're trying to push your finger up through it from the bottom. The harder you push, the more resistance pushes down on your finger, right? But you're making a dimple upward. That we call is evolutionary pressure. When you're pushing forward to a new way of doing and being, there is pressure from the existing culture to push you back down and make you be the same or in alignment with the current culture, where we need to move beyond the current culture in order to create real change and a new culture. And so what Higher Brain Living is doing is it's that pushing up through that taut balloon. And then if you get enough people pushing at the same time, that balloon eventually will rip and snap, and we will experience profound change in the blink of an eye. And that's what's revolutionary about this, because it's all linked to brain function and parts of the brain coming online. And I'll go into more of that during my presentation, because the brain actually evolved in layers, and each layer correlates with different levels of consciousness and with different levels of cultural ways of being. And I'll go into more of that during the live presentation here in San Mateo.
Okay. Well, one of the things that's on my mind, I know a lot of people are financially challenged, and it's going through my mind, is this, is it sort of an elitist movement where you have to have a lot of money to be able to do this, or is it accessible to ordinary people?
Well, I think that that's really kind of relative. I have no idea what your threshold for elitist in dollar amount would be. But mm-hmm. what I'll tell you is that our training, the entry level starts at about $4,900. Mm-hmm. And then the very highest level of this training runs about $13,000. Mm-hmm. And so we believe that's very affordable and comparable to a lot of other things in the marketplace that aren't really offering even near what we are. I know, for example, in Minneapolis, to become a barber, to cut hair for a living as a barber, it takes 9 months of schooling and is $10,000. Mm-hmm. And so if you compare it to that, $4,900 to be able to permanently shift people into sustained positive states for $4,900, that seems like a steal. So it all depends on what you're comparing it to.
Great. But that gives me a very good idea. Thank you.
Yeah.
Now, I mentioned to you that I'm in my 70s, and so of course it would. Is there anything that is relevant to the way people are aging today that would change for older people to have this training?
Well, you know, I can only speak from what I've experienced, and the people who get trained in this range the age chart. We've trained somebody who was 85. That's the oldest person we've trained. And the youngest was, I believe, 18. And so it just ranges. Now the ramifications on aging and the aging process, we do not have any definitive conclusions on that, nor are we doing any studies on that right now. But do I think that this is going to make you feel more vital and get you in touch with the innately healthy side of you that taps into your innate wisdom and your innate knowing and manifests it in your body and your life? Mm-hmm. By default, I would think that would make you feel younger. It may make you look younger. This absolutely would be something I would suggest anybody who's looking for personal growth and development at a whole different level to try. Now, it may help with aging. It mm-hmm. may help with that, but we can't say anything conclusive at all at this point.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I know from doing, I understand that. Thank you for that answer. But from focusing on different things in my own life at this point, I'm very healthy, take no medication, haven't, you know, et cetera, et cetera. And so I would anticipate that it would be, you know, at any age, it would be really good, but at least the way many people are aging now could be frustrated with how easily we accept infirmity as we get older.
Yes.
And you know, so that's just my interest. But one thing that I have observed, and I talk about often on this show, Zach, is that truth is simple. And when I watch the process of higher brain learning that's presented on your website, to me, it seems simple. Now, that's not to say there isn't a lot to learn, but in terms of what it takes to get people to have energy going to their higher brain, that's a very simple process, and yet it's very revolutionary. And that leads me to the direction of saying that Dr. Cotton is really on to some truth.
I would absolutely agree with you, and that's one of the things when I was first introduced to this work. For those out there that don't know what she's referring to, that gentle touch technique is just a few little contact points on the body, and then this amazing response and all of this change happens in people's lives. And when I first saw that, I went, wait a minute, are you meaning to tell me that you, from what it looks like from the outside, you just poke people in a couple spots and it turns on their brain and their whole life changes? And his response was, yes. And I thought that was just kind of brilliant. He basically said that in our stage of evolution, that is absolutely what this is and what it's doing. And I was just blown away by that because it was so apparent that something profound was happening. And so I absolutely had to investigate it further.
Right. Couldn't leave that one.
Right.
Well, these certainly are exciting times. Let me, before I get a sign off here, is there anything else you want to tell us about this higher brain learning? Is there anything else that you think people need to know?
Well, I usually end these interviews with a quote from Thoreau where he said, most people live lives of quiet desperation and go to their graves with their songs still in them. And that is one of the great travesties that exists in the world, because that lower brain is just subversively pulling us back into safety and sameness and not allowing us to live the song in our soul because it views it as risk. And so this work allows you to tap into the part of the brain that allows you to actualize and live that song in your soul, your authentic self. And so if that appeals to anybody, or if doing that for other people appeals to anybody, I would highly recommend coming to my event. Again, it's in San Mateo. It's this Monday, April 27th at 6:30 p.m. And you can register for that event at higherbrainlivingevents.com/CA. And the very last thing I want to say is, you referred to the next guest coming on the next week as somebody who's going to talk about getting in touch with the heart and all of that. That completely resonates with this work as well. At the highest end of this work, I would actually call it higher heart living, because what we are seeing is an organic emergence of the heart itself, and the energy and intelligence of the heart, we believe, is meant to lead humanity into the dawning of a new age and a new culture. But the only way for the brain and heart to fully sync up and work as one is for the prefrontal cortex to be on.
So this is a question I like to ask people, Zach. In 2009, did you ever expect you would be going around the country talking the way you just talked?
No. In fact, I'm not even that same person.
I'm listening to you, and I can just feel the evolution that's happened in you. I'm going, wow, just a few years ago, he didn't talk like this at all.
It's amazing. In hindsight, I mean, it's even hard to remember what was even going through my mind back in 2009.
Wow, that's really great. Well, that's quite a testament. These are really exciting times, and the higher brain learning is part of that excitement. And so I hope you have people who show up for your live event. And as I recall, there will be other live events in different areas, and people can find that out about those on your website at higherbrainliving.com. Is that correct?
Yes, there are other events, but this is the last major event prior to our training. So we will stop doing live events until after the training in July, and then we'll start doing live events again for the following year's training. So this is really the last event to be able to enroll in our training this year.
All right. Thanks for clarifying that.
Yeah.
So thank you for being with us here on Full Power Living today, and thanks for sharing this remarkable approach to human living. I wish you success, all of you, in what you're doing.
Thank you so much. It was just, it was great being here. It was a lot of fun.
Good. I had fun, too. Yeah. All right. So next week, listen to Full Power Living when I'll be talking with Anders Nilsson about the gentle way of the heart. He's an internationally recognized scientist from Sweden who also leads spiritual workshops. And listen to all of our weekly shows. We look forward to having you with us next Thursday, April 30th at 9 a.m. Pacific Time. Paul Johnston of Fresh Talk Media has been our producer. Thank you, Paul. For now, I'm Eileen Dillon, your host, reminding you to pay attention not to what you want to overcome, but to what you want to become.
You're listening to Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.